So this is a different type of conversation, but it's for the grown people. It's Valentine's Day, and usually we do three hot minutes in the community, but one thing that's hot is intimacy, love, and romance, especially on this day. So I called up my friend, Christian therapist and sex coach, yes, that's her ministry, Alicia Olatunde of Whole You Therapy KC and Whole Intimacy, discussing the issue of what is intimacy, what hinders people from having a pleasurable, you know, experience, not reaching the mountaintop. Here's a bit of our conversation.
I am doing amazing. How are you?
Doing great. Always good to talk to you. And you know, with Valentine's Day and the time of sexiness and intimacy, I have to ask, as an intimacy coach, sis, what do you think are the three barriers to intimacy? Your top three as a therapist and somebody who studied this and intimacy coach, what do you think the top three are? And actually, I want you to define what intimacy means, because some people think it's just, you know, getting it on and, you know, hopping in the bed, but it actually starts before that.
Yes, it absolutely does. So I would say top three barriers to intimacy would be lack of communication, maybe some past traumas or experiences that, you know, that haven't been communicated, fear of not pleasing their partner. And then, top three is hard. If I can give you four.
Give me four.
Okay. I think the third one would be like distraction. And the fourth one, a bit of like negative self-image or self-love.
Yes.
I think those would be kind of like my top four.
So if somebody's wrestling with that, what would you say to them to overcome it? I mean, my suggestion would be to meet with somebody like you, a Whole Intimacy coach. How do they identify that that's the issue?
Yeah. So it takes vulnerability, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about this idea of intimacy, there are, on average, you can see about five when we're defining what intimacy looks like. So we're talking about emotional, mental or intellectual, spiritual, physical, which can be sex or non-sex related touch, and then like experiential. And so if you're finding yourself really struggling, maybe specifically in like the physical aspect,
mm-hmm.
Check these other areas. How are we connecting emotionally? How are we connecting intellectually? If you're seeing these other areas are faltering as well, then that's a good indicator. Either we need to go in to talk to somebody. There are plenty of apps and different things nowadays that can at least help foster a conversation. So it takes some of like the awkwardness out of it.
Okay, now this one is for the grown people only, because you didn't get to see Love and Marriage Huntsville this season, but go back and watch a few episodes, because the issue of faking it came up, because one of the wives had dealt with cancer treatment and it zipped her libido, and her husband was like, it's all in your head, it's all in your head. He was really insensitive to me. I was looking at Kimmy's husband like, if you don't sit your tail down somewhere. But then Mel admitted the whole time she was married to Martell Holt, she faked it the whole time, which brought up the topic of why fake it. But there are a lot of women who don't know how to reach that mountaintop. And I even heard a friend say, well, that's the man's fault. But there could be different contributing factors. Can you please touch on that, my therapist friend?
Yeah. So first of all, your pleasure is your responsibility.
Hello.
We have to stop putting it on our partners. Now, can they contribute to that? Absolutely. But first and foremost, it starts with you. So that example that you just gave, right? So when there's something medically that's going on with us, it 100% can zap that. So whether that's cancer, whether that's having a baby, medications that you're on,
right.
Even birth control, a lot of different things can affect what our drives look like. And that's for men and women. Even when we're talking about this idea of like erectile dysfunction and all of these different types of things, that severely impacts our ability for intimacy and all of these things. But if we want to be real about it, sometimes we just want to avoid conflict. We just want to say, you know what, I want to make sure that you please, but I ain't really here for it. So I'ma just fake. And sometimes that gets away from us. And I remember DJ Envy from The Breakfast Club and his wife.
Yeah, girl.
Talking about I've been faking it for X amount of years. Well, the reason that you're not having amazing sex is it's your fault. Like, why, if you, as a partner who wants to have these orgasmic experiences and you have the answers, why would you not give your partner the playbook so that y'all both can win?
We talk more in depth on Grown Woman Stuff with me, Julie Jones, but you can check her out on socials, Alicia Olatunde, Whole You Therapy KC, and Whole Intimacy.